Unit 7. Recording 8.
A couple of years ago, I learnt how to scuba dive, which was really exciting, really good experience. And when you're learning, half of the training is in the classroom and half is a practical in a swimming pool. So the classroom stuff was fine. I found it really quite easy. I was learning with my mum and she was really worried about doing the kind of more academic stuff and passing the exam, but I found that part okay. It was the practical stuff that I had trouble with, and she was really lucky. She was really good. But you go and you learn all the technical stuff, you know, how to go under the water, how to clear your mask if you get water in it, that kind of thing. And then you have to do two dives outside in a kind of reservoir or a quarry or, you know, something like that. But obviously, because I'm in the UK, it was really, really cold. And we woke up on the morning of our dive and there was ice on the water. So when we got there, we were very nervous and didn't want to get into the water. But once I was in, it was so freezing that I tried to go under the water. But the more I tried, the harder it got. And then I got very frustrated and started to cry. And then all my ears got blocked up and I couldn't get under. But eventually I managed it and went down, passed my test, did all of the skills that you need to do. Despite the fact I was so terrible at it, I managed to pass. And now I'm passed, I can go anywhere I want, so I'll make sure it will be somewhere very hot. So to sum up, although it was a really difficult challenge, I'm so glad I managed it. For me, it was quite an achievement. And I'm proud of myself for having done it.